Can I take you back to trades and shops and things? Presumably there are no shops left at all now.
No.
Unless you count the post office.
I know only too well.
Presume there were several in...
Yes. One time we had a post office and two shops as well as a post office.
Mm. Those were general shops, were they, or what were they?
Well, they weren't quite as general as they would be these days. Mostly sort of sweets.
Mm.
This, I don't suppose you know Maggie Overton, who lives just here in this nice cottage here in the Midland, in this run. That was kept by an old lady called Mrs. Howes. And Mrs. Howes, it was a sweet shop, nothing else. And they had these jars. So we used to go around there and get a penny worth of sweets sometimes, 2 penny worth. Never as much as a quarter, unless Uncle somebody had slipped us a little bit of a tip, then we'd only have a quarter of humbugs or whatever they happened to be, and she would put the jar under her arm and stick them onto the scales. And we used to watch, it's not quite enough, we can get another one, and another one would go on. But she had a very, very hard life. She'd got an invalid husband in a sort of lying, reclining basket chair on wheels. I never knew what was the matter, in some kind of paralysis. And two sons and a daughter. And before they were able to earn money, it must have been terrifically hard for her to make a living.
Must have been.
And there weren't all these handouts that there are now at all.